Welcome back to Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
And man, we are super excited because you know what we're reviewing today?
Avengers Endgame.
Yes, right. That is right. Dun, 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 dun. So you got a joke, Trev?
Yes.
Okay.
Why did Star-Lord lose a football game?
I don't know why.
Because he got dusted.
That's cruel. Okay. What do you call a bird that can't get nothing right?
I don't know.
A falcon. Okay. So what's one of your favorite lines?
And I'm Iron Man.
That was a pretty solid one. That was a pretty solid one. My favorite one is, you couldn't deal with your own failures. And what did that bring you? Right back to me. That's a cold line for a man to say to you.
So, do you have an MVP?
Yes, most definitely. There's only one MVP. One person who saved everything, who did what was necessary to win. And you know who that person is?
Captain Marvel?
No. Doctor Strange. Now, Captain Marvel's strong. Look, I'm not going to argue with you on Captain Marvel, but Doctor Strange is the one that got it done. First off, he was the person that figured out which eventuality would lead them to be able to win, right? Right? And they would have not been able to get the time stone from the previous Sorcerer Supreme, because she would have never gave up. The Ancient One would have never gave it up to Bruce Banner. Had it not been for Doctor Strange giving the time stone to Thanos, she saw it. She was like, you know what? That had to be a reason for it. And then at the end, he waited all the way to the end to tell Iron Man that this was the time that they win. So Doctor Strange, and then he called in all the reinforcements. That on your left, come on, man. He set all that stuff up. Excellent job, Dr. Steve Strange. Okay, your MVP.
I think it's Ant-Man and the Hulk.
Okay, why you say that?
So Ant-Man had the idea of a time machine and everything. And Hulk was the person who put it into action. So, without that, there would be no point in getting the Infinity Stones.
Yeah.
None of anything else would have happened.
Yeah, you're right on that. That's a pretty strong point. Okay, Trev. So, who had the best costume in this movie? Like, this is a huge movie. A lot of people in it. Best costume. This was hard, ain't it?
Yes, it is. I want to say it's the best one, but I just wanted to point it out.
Okay, let's go with it.
That is Hulk.
You talking about which one?
All of them. They were all awesome.
Okay, okay. Yeah, Hulk did. Okay, so did this man go to the big and tall section to get his outfits? Because he had a whole bunch of nice outfits to wear, shirts and stuff like that. He must have went to the big and tall section at Sears or something to get his little cardigans and stuff made. I just think that I'm not sure which one it is, like the time travel suits that they had with the white, like with the mostly white versions of all their suits. I think that was a super awesome suit. And so I think that's the one I'm going to go with. I don't know, man. Because that Iron Man nanotech armor was pretty awesome. The rescue armor was awesome. It's a lot of awesome stuff in this movie, man. It is a lot of awesome stuff.
They made the female version, too.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Rescue is the female Iron Man version. That's her name.
Oh.
Well, I mean, they don't call her Rescue in the show, but that's what her name is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, those are all awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So, what was your favorite setting in the movie?
Favorite setting, I have to say Asgard.
You talking about the new Asgard?
New Asgard?
Yeah. Like, they had the old Asgard that they had, you know, Thor.
No, I'm talking about the castle. I like.
Oh, yeah, they did, because they did go back to Asgard. You're right. You're right. That was a pretty good, cool setting. I think that my favorite setting was the interior of the Avengers Tower where Captain America fought Captain America. Like, that particular point right there where they had to fight on top of the bridge and they had to kind of fall down through the different glass things. Like, I think that particular setting was super awesome. Okay, so what is your favorite scene?
I'm going to add an S to that.
Okay, what is it?
All of them.
Yeah, this movie was pretty epic. This movie was pretty epic. And I think that I'm going to kind of string a couple of them together myself. Because, first off, Thor's sitting here fighting with Thanos. He's looking a little scared for Thor. Thanos is putting the sword, trying to put the axe into Thor's armor. You see Mjolnir come by at a weird angle. Just like, what? That doesn't make sense. Thor didn't throw it at that angle. It didn't come back to him at that angle. That's weird. And then it just kind of goes, you just wait a second. No, 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 no. And boy, Cap is wielding Mjolnir. He hits, boy, he throws his shield, bounces Mjolnir off of him, hits Thanos in the back. He's doing combos. He uppercuts him with the lightning and brings it down on top of him. Man, he was doing some amazing work. But Thanos got the best of him because, I mean, he's still a human at the end of the day. And Cap's shield is broken, torn, chipped, and cracked. The man's just like, you know what? All I got is me and my shield. We're going to do this. And then all of a sudden you hear, Cap, can you hear me? It's Sam. On your left. And then you see the spirals, the circle start showing up. Man, I was so hyped. I was so hype at that moment because I was like, yes. And then, of course, first person to walk through, Black Panther and crew.
Yes.
Black Panther, Okoye, Shuri. Oh, my goodness. It was so awesome. Falcon flies through. You get all these other people coming through. You get the Guardian showing up. And then you get the man, the myth, the legend, Spider-Man swinging in, looking great, looking awesome. And then, I mean, all this stuff, like, just all this stuff. It's just awesome scenes. The A-Force scene where you get to see all the women lined up together to kind of try to put the gauntlet over into the Lang's car. Spider-Man, when he finally gets to see Tony again, and Tony just hugs him because it was just like the son he never had. You know, it's just like, it's so many times. There's so many things in this movie that are so awesome. And I'm so happy I got to see it. But my number one favorite thing, because it's just like, I remember being a kid reading the Infinity Gauntlet. I love crossovers as a kid because that's where you would see the comic books from all over the place, the characters from all over the place crossing over and fighting and all on a big paper. It would be like a 2-page spread with just characters on top of characters just flying all around. And we got that. We got that in a movie. Avengers assemble. They take off running. You seeing people flying by. Iron Man, Rescue, War Machine, Valkyrie, Captain Marvel ain't made it there yet. You see people just flying by, Ant-Man running by as a giant Ant-Man's running by. He punches one of those things out the air. Just straight up one hitter, quitter, knocks it out. It was just so many awesome scenes. So many, so many. I just enjoyed it. It was just fun. Like, I just enjoyed it. It was fun. It was satisfying. And I thoroughly enjoyed it.
So, do you have anything that doesn't really make sense?
Yes, and it's mostly dealing with time travel because, okay, because in this movie, basically time travel is going by the Dragon Ball Z kind of rules of time travel, right? Because they say that basically there are multiple universes, and when you're going back in time, you're not going back in time in your universe, you're going to a different point of time in a different universe. And so the universes are really similar with similar things happening, but maybe like one or two little things are off. And so if you're going back in time to pull people back by using the stones from a different timeline, how many timelines are we creating here? Because if you're pulling all those people back from when they fell, when they got snapped out, okay, but are we pulling those people back from that snap, or are we pulling them from a different timeline? Right? Because you can be in two places at one time and you can interact with yourself. Because Captain America, for it to be only one timeline, Captain America could not have interacted with himself in the past without him knowing that he was going to interact with himself. And so that's a completely different universe.
Wait, so most of the people shouldn't even have known each other because it's like six different universes, because they didn't they all get the stone from different universes?
That's a possibility. Like, it could have literally been from different universes in which something happened in a certain way. And so, like them kind of trying to explain timelines by saying it was a timeline when it was more so like a universe hopping more so than a timeline breaking.
So what segment are we on?
Yeah, what's something that doesn't make sense for you?
Oh, something that doesn't make sense. I don't get it, because if you died for one of the stones, would that count as you died by the stones?
No, I think in the, I think that they kind of like try to explain it off as saying that if you die to get the soul stone, that your soul becomes the soul stone, and that's how you get it.
So that mean Black Widow should have been brought back so she could have possession of the stone?
No, because your sacrifice becomes the stone. Somebody else gets the stone. Your sacrifice, it becomes the stone.
So there's multiple versions of the stone?
I'm pretty sure there are. Because like I said, if the stones create new timelines and then the stones are in those different timelines, then that's what it is.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all wibbly wobbly timey-wimey stuff. All right, now it's time for That's Funny. What you got that was funny?
You see, when Ant-Man first came in, he said, "Is this anybody's sandwich?" And he didn't even let anybody reply. He just picked it up and ate it.
Oh yeah, that was definitely funny. It was also funny, I think, when Rocket told Thor he looked like a melted ice cream. That was definitely funny. It was, and this movie had a lot of funny stuff in it. It had a lot of funny stuff in it. All right, time for Now That's Smart. So what did you think something that was just really smart?
Something that I think was really smart was to make a sort of like glove for the stones that could adapt to the size.
Yeah, that was really smart.
Yeah, because Iron Man had Thanos' thing, he has to pull it off, and then
his hand won't like fit it right.
Nope, he'll just be snapping his hand, and nothing will happen with the guy.
Yeah. That was really smart. I think also something that was really smart was to utilize the time or utilize time travel as a way to pull it. Like, yes, it's breaking stuff into different universes, but it's pretty smart just to say, okay, I'm gonna go to these different timelines. And I'm gonna pull all this stuff from all over these places and then be able to use it because it's like, because think about it. It's one timeline where Loki got away.
Yeah, that's bad.
And so, like, we're gonna have to deal with that. And so, but it was smart to kind of use the things in that method to where you go through and you find the different things, you find the Tesseract, you find, because that's a third timeline. Think about it. Because you got the first timeline where the Tesseract was never touched, right? Then you got the second timeline where the Tesseract gets taken by Loki. And now you got a third timeline to where Iron Man goes back and takes the Tesseract back in the 60s or 70s. So that's at least three timelines. At least. All right. So what's something in the movie that you were just like, man, I need that? I cannot argue with you. I want the Iron Spider suit. If I could just kind of like make it more of like a crimson and then turn and replace the blues with like grays and whites, that would be so awesome.
I wish it looked like the regular Iron Spider suit, but still.
Oh, talking about with the gold and red.
Yes.
Ooh, that would have been awesome too. I would have really liked to see that.
So, I have an idea for a debate.
All right, what is it?
Who was the strongest Avenger?
Okay, and who are you choosing?
I'd have to say, yeah, this is a big for everything. This is real hard. It's a tie between three people. It's a tie between three people.
Well, you gotta pick one. You can't pick three. You just can't pick everybody. Come on, man.
Depends on a lot of things.
No, pick. Let's go. We gotta go, man. Our
Cap?
audience is rating.
Cap?
Cap, Captain America. Strongest Avenger.
No, Cap. There's two of them. I'm talking about Captain Marvel.
Oh, that's a strong choice. But I'm gonna have to one up you on this one.
Oh, I know who you're gonna pick already. I know I'm gonna lose this.
What,
Why?
Scarlet Witch?
I'm done for.
Oh yeah, definitely four. Because we sit here thinking about it. Now, true enough,
Breaking
Captain
apart.
Marvel. Go ahead, talk to me. Why you think Captain Marvel is the strongest? Now, I'm just tear it all down. But go ahead with it.
Well, I say this because she took down that whole thing. It's like,
Yeah, she did take down the ship. And then the ship did have to change its artillery firing from the ground to firing at everybody to just firing at one person in space. You're right on that. What else?
Ant-Man couldn't really do that, and he was huge. Thor wasn't even doing that much, and he's a god.
Right.
And Captain America could wield the hammer. Yeah, that's kind of sad.
Yeah. And then, Captain Marvel was able to kind of go one on one with Thanos, and he tried to headbutt her, and it didn't do nothing. And it took him having to get the Power Stone to knock her off of him. But you want me to tell you who was also out there doing the one man band, one woman band? Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet
Walked up on him.
Witch.
Walked up on Thanos and said, "Hey, man, you took everything from me." Thanos tried to hit her with the man. I don't even know you like that. You know what she did? She didn't care. She picked up two big old continent-sized bricks, threw it at him, and was crushing them. It was over with. This man just said, shoot everything. He didn't care about his troops no more. He knew it was over with. She done broke the doggone arm. She done broke his sword and everything. It was over for it. Man's finna be crumbled. Man's finna look like, you know, like when them little press machines crush down cars and make them into little boxes. That's what he was gonna be. Just a little purple box. They was gonna make a purple mattress out of. Old Scarlet Witch put that work in on. But hey, I think both the girls, they did an excellent job. They did an awesome job of being super powerful, so. All right, so are there any threads you want to pull at today?
I'm pretty sure I have one.
Okay.
Girl power.
You know, I like that one. I like that one because they, like I said earlier, they showed the A-Force off, which was basically a like an Avengers kind of faction that had all women in there. They were doing their thing, being awesome, coming in. And then also, not only that, you kind of got to see that the stuff was shifting a little bit. Like, they're shifting the way that the Avengers and all this stuff is. Obviously, we're going to kind of talk about something that happened at the end of it, but we're not going to get there quite yet. Because even when he came in, Iron Man was just like, he saw Captain Marvel, and he was just like, we need you here, and we need the new blood in here because, you know, all these old guys need to move on or something like that. So he was just like, he was calling it out within the movie, and so just kind of like moving on. And I think that a big threat for me was being able to accept failure, because I think that a lot of times we always see like hero movies, it's the heroes always win, you're always gonna win, everything's gonna be all right, everything's gonna be reset at the end. And even though they won, they still didn't get reset, everything didn't get reset. You had to trade off something to lose something, you know, like those people were gone for 5 years. They eventually came, like a lot of those came back, but it was like those people are gone for 5 years. And so what does it look like? Like, say I get snapped away and you're still here and you're 8 now. And the next thing you know, I come back in 5 years and you're 13. And I'm just like, you were just 8 when I left. You know, so it's just like, it's a permanent shift that still got to be accounted for. And I think that that's part of just the kind of like the thing that's dealing with the trauma of having, being a hero and not being able to say, oh, I saved the day. Because even when they killed Thanos, it didn't save the day. Only at the end, when they reversed what he did, for the most part, did it save the day. And it still had a high cost to do that. And so I think that this movie did a good job of showing heroes being vulnerable and showing that sometimes you fail, but you just got to keep on going. You got to come back. You got to try a different route. And sometimes it doesn't go your way. And sometimes it does, but it'll never go your way if you never give it a chance to. Okay, so you got a super upgrade. What would you have upgraded?
I would upgrade one thing.
What?
To, at least, you know, at least make Thanos make a little bit more sense.
Because
when we first saw him again, he said, I used the stones to destroy the stones. I didn't really get that.
Yeah, I don't know how he really did. Like, I guess you used the power of the stones to get rid of the stones, but how do you get rid of something by using something? It doesn't...
I think he took the power stones and just went boom, 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 the stones, and then he just threw
the power stone away. That's a possibility. Or do you think he probably sent him to a different universe?
That's probably why everything worked out. Probably just sent him to another universe.
That's a possibility. That's definitely a possibility. Let's see. Upgrades. Man, I liked everything. And so I'm just going to leave it as is. I liked everything. All right. Time for rate it or hate it. From 0 to 5, 0 being worst, 5 being best, how many Infinity Gauntlets do you give Avengers Endgame?
20.
Man, it can get as many as I possibly can. I'm pretty sure y'all already guessed this by now, but we love this movie. It was awesome. It was fun. It didn't even feel like it was a 3-hour movie. It really did not feel like it was a 3-hour movie.
How long was
It was 3 hours and 2 minutes. Yes. And I'm just like, man, but it was a great movie. I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. Most definite want to give a shout out to Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr. Because, man, that whole movie, I remember going on a date to see Iron Man when I was in college and everything like that. And I was just like, man, we're gonna go see Iron Man. Okay, like Iron Man wasn't who he is now. Like he was, like everybody knew who he was, but it was still like Batman and Superman was ruling the throne, Spider-Man was ruling the throne so far as like superhero stuff, right? And you go see Iron Man for the first time and you're just like some, oh my God, this movie is awesome. I want to be Iron Man. It isn't a situation where you just like, oh, I thought Batman was cool, I thought Superman was cool, I thought Spider-Man was cool. You were just like some, no, I want to be Iron Man. And I think from that kickoff right there, I mean, we're not gonna let's not dismiss how awesome the Blade series was before then, which kind of helped, stabilize everything so that Marvel could get kicked off and all that stuff. But the original Iron Man movie set this off. It's 10 years in the making, and it is a great bookend for him to go out with the same stuff he started off with. The first line, the last line of the first movie, I am Iron Man. The last line for him in Avengers Endgame, I am Iron Man. And that's how he goes out. And then I think it was an awesome way to kind of go through and actually, we're gonna save this part for. You know what? No, we're gonna straight power straight through it into it. Let's go straight into fun facts. And I'm telling you, there are a ton of fun facts. Like I said, the first one was the Lincoln of the Iron Man movies. The second one was Old Man Steve Rogers, which is where he went back and he lived his life with Peggy Carter, and he is, he comes back as an old man. So now, I think we've already discussed it before, but now the current Captain America is the Falcon. And so one of the things that we're getting off is that we're getting a whole bunch of kind of spin-off movies on, I think, Disney Plus. One of the movies is one of the shows is Bucky and the Falcon. One of them is The Vision and Scarlet Witch. One of them is let's see. What else? What else? What else? What else? A what if episode. Well, not a what if episode, but a what if show, but like what if Peggy Carter became Captain America instead of Captain America. And so they've got a lot of different stuff kind of coming in and coming down the pipeline from that. Like I said before, they had A-Force, which they showed with all the women kind of coming together. They showed they actually paid off the kill mode in Spider-Man Homecoming, in which we got an episode of that in the pipelines too. Don't worry, that's definitely coming. Yeah, instant kill. And so they paid off a lot of stuff in this movie just to see it was just great. It was just great. The only I do got a super upgrade. I would have liked to have seen Nebula get the gauntlet like she did in the actual Infinity Gauntlet comic, just to be just a time for her to actually get a win in, because oftentimes Nebula doesn't get a win in. And I think that one time she could have gotten a win in, but that's okay. We just kind of go from where we got to go from. Let's see. We did the A-Force. We did everything else. We got stuff coming in, going on from the different movies. Everybody's back. The Asgardians of the Galaxy. It's just awesome. This movie was awesome. I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. It was like realizing a lot of my childhood stuff coming true. How about you?
Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome. I have nothing else to say about nothing bad. Not at all.
Hey, we'll roll it up with that. the news. We got Spider-Man Homecoming upcoming. Sorry that we've been on the hiatus for a little while. We had sports stuff to take care of, and so we're back in action. Sports season and school season is wrapping up right now, so we're going to be back in action, giving you that good old flavor in your ear from week to week to week to week. And we got to go back over. We got to go talk about Grindelwald. We got all kinds of stuff to do. We're going to have us some fun, and we're going to get back at it. You know what? This has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
Because when there's a hero,
we talk.
Avengers.